Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
One of the habits I've picked up over the last few months is actually reading, and I mean not on the internet, because of course I could spend hours doing that, but I'm talking about reading in a book, or now, and sometimes I'll do that on my iPad or something like that, but we're talking about like an actual book, something that somebody had published and so on, that and that's something I can read offline. Because, you know, that's kind of the whole point of this. And you know, the thing about it is I'm not even reading that much at once. We're talking 10 minutes. It's usually right before I go to bed. Not always right before I go to bed, but that seems to be the time where, yeah, if I haven't done it by then, that's the time I do it. It's kind of a good wind down activity, as it were. So I've actually got a couple of physical books, of course, that I've read, there's one I'm reading right now is called Atomic Habits, and the idea being, you know, how do you take habits and make them, well, stick? And it turns out, right, that one of the ways that you do that is you tie it to something else. So, for example, one of the things I do now is I take a cold shower, right? Which, you know, first of all, I have to take a shower, right, and pretty much do that every day. And now it's kind of weird, because if I can talk myself out of actually doing the cold part of the shower, because I'll you know, I'll do my normal washing at first, and then I could then I go, okay, well, am I going to skip that, or am I going to go through the whole process? And so once I start doing that, then there's a, you know, I'm also doing some breathing exercises while I'm standing under the cold shower and kind of moving around and stretching and doing some things, and the idea being to expose all of my body to the cold water and get all the benefits that exposing yourself to the cold does. And again, these are all separate habits that I've sort of built that all tie together in some way, right? So, you know, again, every day you're gonna jump in the shower. Every day, yeah, I can extend it a little bit longer and do a cold shower, and then, you know, and I can also do some some breathing exercises which are meditative, and so therefore you get, you know, I've stacked three or four things, right? And it's like how I do my run in the morning. Usually it involves first thing I do when I get up is go make a cup of coffee, and I get to the point where, okay, I'm ready to go for a run. So that I don't always consume the entire cup of coffee, but I do go ahead and, you know, I'll make my cup and then move on. But and that's with any habit, right? That if you can tie it to something else that you already do, it's a lot easier to do. And you know, the nice thing about it is you don't have to with anything, right? Let's say I want to exercise, I don't know, 30 minutes a day or something. Now, of course, I, you know, my runs are probably closer to 90 minutes on average anyway. But that is you don't have to start off doing that, right? Just start off with something small. And that's kind of what the approach I've taken with reading is, like, yeah, and if I read for longer than 10 minutes, no big deal, right? But I've built that habit in. And so, you know, there's certain things I do that I tie it to something else. And, you know, and this is where I think I've had trouble with some of the, you know, trying to integrate meditation into just kind of my day-to-day thing. I haven't figured out exactly what to tie it to other than taking a shower, which is something I've been able to, you know, again, I kind of do that when I'm standing in the shower. I'm getting myself exposed to the cold water when I'm doing that. And, you know, it's something, right? And I think all of that is important. And yeah, for any habit, right? I think that if I look at everything that I've accomplished over the last 4 years in terms of my health, I haven't gotten to this point by making all of these changes at once. They were very incremental changes over a course of, well, 4 years, right? And so as I stopped seeing success, or the success wasn't moving, I started adding more things. And that's the thing about, you know, incremental change, right? Is that if you do it just a little bit better every time, then you're going to get better over time. And then you have, and again, with all this stuff, you got to take a long view. You're not, you know, if you're never going to get to, you're not going to completely reverse your health outcome in, you know, overnight. Basically, you're going to have to keep working at it. You're going to have to keep doing stuff, and you don't have to make huge changes all at once. That's the beautiful thing. You just make small changes here and there, things you can do, right? And so that's, you know, I figure 10 minutes a day, I can read 10 minutes a day. That's easy, right? So that is something that, and I think with any change, right, whatever change you do, you or whatever change you want to make in your life, yeah, make it small, right? Make it something that you can do. And, you know, don't try, you know, again, if you, you know, your goal might be, if you want to get more exercise, maybe you start with 5 minutes or something. But if you can tie it to some other activity that you're doing anyway, then all the better. And I think that's a, you know, that is something that you, I think you got to do. And it's, and there's, of course, you've got to feel the benefit of it in some way, right? It's, you know, and sometimes that's hard, right? But I think everything, that's where it starts, right? You just start small, and you make a small change, and then you build on that small change, and you keep doing that over the course of days, weeks, months, and before you know it, you've made a pretty big change.
Thanks for listening to Phoneboy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.